And now this is a dictation for Ernest Rospierski, R-O-S-P-I-E-R-S-K-I, August 1349, addresses a letter to Dr. Whitman, W-I-D-M-A-N, 775-1640. Dear Dr. Whitman, follow up for Mr. Rospierski, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, last visit in February. Underwent total thyroidectomy in March. No complications, according to wife. No malignancy. He's able to eat, swallow. No voice or breathing abnormalities. He's trying to follow a diet on purpose. Denies bowel or urinary changes. He has chronic dyspnea, COPD. Uses oxygen mostly as needed. No purulent material hemoptysis. Denies lightheadedness or syncope. Denies chest pain palpitation. Uses a CPAP machine at night. Has chronic diarrhea but improving. Has received intravenous iron. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. I want to highlight Norvasc, lisinopril, Lasix, metoprolol, Eliquis. Diabetes cholesterol management. Present weight 263, previously 258. Blood pressure in the office in the upper side, but at home is improved. COPD abnormalities, no pleural effusion consolidation, no gross pericardial rapid gallop, ascites, tenderness, or masses, and obesity, 2 plus edema. Blood pressure repeat was 140 over 74. Next paragraph, chemistry, June, creatinine 1.6, which appears to be baseline. Low sodium, normal potassium acid base, poor nutrition, normal calcium, phosphorus, normal white blood cell, low platelet stable, anemia 12.1. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, GFR 43, stable, no progression, no symptoms, no dialysis. Underlying diabetic nephropathy, there is proteinuria, question nephrotic syndrome given the low albumin. Given the obesity, secondary FSGS is also a factor. Present anemia stable, has not required EPO treatment. There is a minor low sodium concentration, which likely represents retention of free water. Underlying COPD, obesity, hypoventilation, and sleep apnea. Anticoagulation without bleeding. Continued present management. Chemistry on a regular basis. Come back in 6 months.